Hello, everyone. This is CFRC 101.9. You're listening to our community and campus radio takeover. This week, we have Taylor and Antara from the Ban Ree Center with us. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Woo!
So can you tell me a little bit about your organization? What is the Ban Ree Center?
The Ban Ree Center, I'd like to say it's a really, really special place on campus. We opened in 1974 to support the continuing education of women students on campus. And now we serve mature women students and student mothers. The house is sort of a catch-all, for women students. So we have financial support, student advising, study spaces, lounge spaces. Parents can access our nursing and feeding rooms, our changing tables around the house. We have 7 study spaces, including a computer lab and 2 resting spots. So we're a really great place for people to come in between classes or if you're having a particularly long or difficult day. And then, as I said, student advisors. So I'm one of 2 student advisors. People can come and chat with a student advisor really about anything. So financial issues, academic struggles, personal stuff, whatever it is, you can come and talk to a student advisor. We do a lot of referrals to campus and community supports, as well as advocacy where necessary for our students. So that's something we're really proud of. And then we host events and programming. So we have some of our key events over the year for mature women students. And then we have ongoing programming that happens. Our lunch program is one of our most popular programs. So we serve free vegan soup every day to our students, and people come in really sometimes just for the soup, but then they stay because we're an awesome place on campus.
It's a little oasis too. I mean, this cozy little house in the middle of all of these big buildings.
Yeah. And I think it's easy to miss us, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times, you know, I'll talk to students who are like alum who say, I never visited the Ban Ree Center. I don't even know where you are. Or I saw this house, but I didn't know that it was for students and I could come in. So I think when people come in, they're often pleasantly surprised because there's more space than it looks like there would be from the outside. Right. And there's a lot that we offer. Yeah.
So Taylor and Tara, can you tell us about your role in the club and how and why you got involved?
So as a student, like many other students, I would often go to the Ban Ree Center, you know, to meet other students, like other fellow grad students or mom students, you know, just to share and feel normal. And sometimes I go there to just have my lunch and meet other students and have a nice time interacting with them at the lounge. Sometimes I would go if I'm like tired and I need a quick nap. And I guess you can't find a space on campus to privately take a, you know, nap other than Ban Ree Center. And sometimes if I need to really focus on my study and like finish something by the deadline, I would use the study space. And if I need like student advising, whether academic or non-academic, like any kind sort of like discussion, confidential suggestions, I would reach out to the student advisor. Taylor is one of them. And there's Lubna, and they're like really nice and friendly, so the house itself feels like home away from home, so really welcoming and warm. And you could also like attend the special events like the Winter Bazaar, where you can bring your kids. There's like Spring Celebration, where you get to celebrate other mature women students and like student moms. So yeah, it's really great to be associated with the Ban Ree Center.
Are you Taylor?
Thank you. I would say I'm a student advisor, so most of my job is talking to students and helping them navigate whatever stuff that's coming up, whatever challenges that they're encountering on campus, and also celebrating all the good things. That's sometimes an understated part of the job, but it's one of my favorite parts when someone comes just to tell me the good things. I love that. And then we do programming. So I'm also a program coordinator at the center, whether it's our soup lunch or coordinating with other campus partners to get supports to students at the center or planning some of our special events. That's all sort of within our purview. So as Antara said, Lubna and I share this role. We are both student advisors and program people. We kind of keep our ear to the ground for what students say that they want and to see from the center or what they need from the center, and then we just try to make that happen.
Sounds like a busy but rewarding position.
100%, 100%. You know, listening to mature women students and their stories, right, there's so much that I think is missed on campus when you think about Queens as, you know, an undergraduate institution, or Queens even as a graduate research institution. But a lot of the time, mature women students or parents are missed in these conversations. And I've learned in my time at the Banry Center that mature women have very, very unique experiences. And a lot of the time that comes with their own barriers and challenges. And so getting to work with women, right, and understand exactly how incredibly strong and powerful you are, and just pushing you up, you know, like pushing you up as best as I can, is an incredibly rewarding job.
There's a special moment going on right here. You can't see off screen, but so I think in that vein, you have some songs that you've requested for us. We'll sort of intersperse them through the episode today, but do you want to introduce the first couple of songs you want us to play?
Yes. So the first few songs that we have are classics, and these came from suggestions from our staff. So the first song is Rise Up by Parachute Club. And the second song is You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore. And I know I grew up with this song through movie, through film. And so I think some of our listeners might remember this song, whether it's a different rendition, You Don't Own Me. But these are some really great classics that we think speak to the women that we encounter at the center. Yeah.
All right, let's get into the music and we'll be back in a moment.
We've kind of touched on some of these things in your responses to the previous questions. Could you maybe tell us some more about your club's activities and what you do together?
In addition to student advising, we do have financial supports available. So mature women students can come and meet with a student advisor to discuss emergency bursaries or our spring award. So those are two financial supports that we have for mature women students. We're also referring partners for other emergency supports on campus, whether that's food resources or other resources. As I said, we do a lot of advocacy and referrals. So, you know, someone might come in and identify a struggle and we say, oh, there's an office for that, right? And get you connected to a specific person. I often find that that's a big barrier that people have is, oh, I reached out to this office, but no one's gotten back to me, or I'm not sure where to go from here, that kind of thing. Connecting students to the information that's available. We do have community building opportunities. I would say a lot of that is informal. So, you know, we tell people, come to the lounge, come to the center, have soup, chat, meet people. And our students are often suggesting some really great ideas as to how to keep in contact with each other. So a couple weeks ago, Antara initiated an awesome BRC moms group, right, on WhatsApp. And now we have a really robust group of women just supporting each other. I'm kind of a fly on the wall in that group. So I just get to see all of the great messages. There's also a PhDs Against Imposter Syndrome group that offers support for students going through it, man, like going through it during their PhD. So yeah, the BRC, I would say a lot of this is informal, right? It's students taking initiative, feeling like they're comfortable and they can reach out to each other and support each other, share the information they have. Is there anything that you think I've missed, Antara, in the support or what we offer to mature women students on campus?
Well, I would say the best thing you offer, it's the comfort that whatever you're going through is okay, you are okay, you will be okay, and you are not an isolated case. And I think that's a game changer for a lot of students, like when they're feeling like really stressed or overwhelmed or kind of behind at their work, you know, it's so easy to feel that it's like me, like maybe I am not good enough, I am not capable enough. But, you know, when you are at the BRC and when you meet the other students, even if you're not, you know, meeting an advisor, when you are just talking to a fellow grad student who's having like similar experience as a student or a TA, or, you know, like as a mom, parent, like the same frustration, the bonding kind of lifts you up. So I didn't see this platform in any other university that I've been in Ontario. So this is like really amazing. So the moment you walk in through the door, you feel like you're part of a community where you belong. And I think that sense of belonging is really, like helpful. I don't know what's more important than that you're providing.
That's really important, I think, because I think a lot of times, especially in academic institutions or workplaces, there's this sense that you can't show what you're actually feeling, or you can't admit that you're struggling. And we all struggle and we all have these challenges. So to have a space where you feel like you don't have to be guarded and that you can tell someone and they'll agree with you instead of being like, what? I've never had that experience. Right. That's huge. So we've talked about this little house, mm-hmm. and it is an actual house.
Yes, it is.
But it is a little tucked away. Do you want to tell more about where you're located, what the Banry Center looks like, right. and how people can find it?
Yeah. We're a cute little brown house on Bader Lane. So if you're brave enough to venture through the construction madness, you'll find us right next to Banry Hall, which is a big gray brick dining hall and residence. And then across the street, you'll see lots of construction. That's the construction madness I'm talking about. That's the Agnes Reimagined project. We're right next to that. So we are on the side of Banry Hall, but directly opposite the construction. So if you're coming in from university, you kind of have to walk onto Bader past Banry Dining Hall, and then you'll see a brown house just offset from the sidewalk. That's the Banry Center. If you're coming in from the other side, you're gonna pass Chernoff and Sterling. You'll see Harrison Payne, the music building, and then we're opposite that. So again, we're a small brown house, and the best way to find us when you're walking down the street is we've got a sandwich board. So there's a sign outside and there's a big sign on the building that says Banry. So there's no guessing really. As soon as you walk up, you'll see, okay, this is a spot. And if you're still not sure, just come on in. Come on in, you'll smell the soup, you'll see an advisor, some students milling around, and you'll know that you are where you need to be.
So we've talked about our members. Do you want to ask?
So obviously we're sitting with two members here right now, and we've heard some other name drops in the past couple of minutes, but can you tell us anything more about your members, specific individuals you want to shout out, or just kind of like the modus operandi of everybody at Banry Center?
Yeah, we're a small team, 4 staff, 2 student advisors, so myself, Taylor, and Lubna, my coworker, we're both student advisors, and then our director, Susan Bellier, and then our office assistant, Nikisha. So all together, we are the magic of the Banry Center. We do partner with a number of campus units, like the Student Academic Success Services, Career Services, and other groups where necessary for programming, so you might see some other faces around the house. And then the bulk of the space really are our students. So we have a large work study student staff, and they also help keep us going, especially when it comes to our lunch program. And then you'll see some student regulars. So Antara here is one of our student regulars, and you frequently act, Antara, as sort of a welcoming face to a lot of students at the Banry Center, telling them, you know, sharing the knowledge that you've gathered over the years, introducing them to other people that they might want to know and meet. So we have a lot of our students who act as informal guides when people come into the space as well.
Yeah, it's a really good place to share information that are readily not available or that like comes through experience, for example, especially for international students who came here with a family, or, you know, like who started grad school after a little bit of break. So they have to go through a lot of adjustment, not just for themselves, but, you know, as an entire unit, they have a family and they're working as like the primary caregiver. So how to get a daycare spot and how to apply for the subsidy, and then, you know, how to get the summer camp spot. So these are not really by book process, and sometimes just chatting with another person who has gone through these experiences like are really helpful. I have personally been privileged to meet other senior mom grad students who helped me with that. So I just kind of like try to pass the baton to the next person, like, you know, who might be new, who recently immigrated, or who recently got a young child. Yeah, just like that. You know, like we are always trying to, not just me, but like as a CEO, like once you are in the house and you become a part of that culture, that nourishing, caring culture of, I think, like that comes through eating the food at the same table. We become like a family, like just like that. So yeah, it's a wonderful place to just be and share and receive.
Do you want to introduce a couple more songs for us at this point?
Yes. So these are some anthems to keep you going when you're in the thick of it. Those are the songs that we've got. So Just Fine by Mary J. Blige, 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, and I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Perfect. All right, if you're just tuning in, this is the CFRC 101.9 Community and Campus and Club Takeover. We have Taylor and Antara here from the Ban Ray Center. We've been chatting about their organization and all the amazing things that they do. In addition to your day-to-day activities, you have some events coming up. Do you want to talk to us about that?
So we're open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, so students can stop by. As I said, our free vegan soup every day for mature women students. So if you're on campus at any point, you can stop by. Of course, you can connect with a student advisor or just use our space, the resources in the center itself. So we just had one of our SAS at BRC sessions. This is a casual conversation. We run a few of these throughout the year, so feel free to join us for our next casual conversation. We also have drop-in sessions on the last Thursday of the month, so reach out to someone at the center or visit our website to get more information on that.
And then we have the grad tea from November 3rd to November 7th.
Mm-hmm. So that's a drop-in event for our graduating students. You come in at any time that we're open and just be celebrated. It's great. Take some pictures on the stairs. That's a tradition, right? With your family and be celebrated.
And then you have snacks.
And we have snacks. Like refreshments. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a fancy tea party, but a lot more than just a tea party.
Yeah.
And then on November 26th, we have Sharing Stories.
Yeah. So that's another one of our regular programs that happens a few times in the year. Mature women students come together, and it's really a space for women to talk to each other and connect around various themes that have been identified over the year. So the next session is about tackling loneliness and finding community. But we've got some other great sessions coming up in the following semester. So if you want to get involved, and that's one of our virtual programs. So we have a lot of distance students who are a big part of our community, and that's a really great way for them to also connect with each other as well. I just want to say some of the other things that are coming up. Those are our regular programming. We also have our sustainability series. So my coworker Lubna is planning some really great workshops for that. She's done a few of them already, and we have a few more to go. The next few sessions are about mental wellness and growing seedlings. We have some great events. So some of our key events in the year for our mature women students are our Winter Bazaar, and that's in December, and our Spring Celebration, which is the celebratory event from our Spring Awards. So our award recipients are recognized publicly, and the community students in our community are welcome to attend. And we also have in the summer our writing studio. So for any students working to get either their dissertation written, their thesis done, what have you, we have that regular program that happens usually in August.
So overall, a really jam-packed schedule. Is there any way people can keep up to date with the news and of these sort of events? Your socials, do you want to plug those here? Or?
Yeah, I'd say the best way for someone to keep up to date is our newsletter. So to access our newsletter, you can visit us in person at 32 Bader Lane and fill out the form. You can also visit our website at brc@queensu.ca, or that's the Ban Ray Center at queensu.ca. You can visit us on all our social media, so Facebook, Instagram, or find a staff member. Email us. Our emails are also on the website, so you can find a staff member, get in contact, and get connected.
Thanks for sharing so much of what you're doing. You want to share a little bit more with some more songs for us?
So we've got some hits to end off on. The first one is Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain, Respect by Aretha Franklin, and This Girl is on Fire by Alicia Keys.
So yeah, just moving on to our final question here. For students who are only now for the first time hearing about the Ban Ray Center, do you have any final words for them as to why they should get involved and how they can do that?
Yeah, I think there's like so many reasons that a student could like benefit from being associated with BRC. But the first and foremost thing, just come have the soup. And They're amazingly delicious. They are made in-house by the students. It's almost like by the students,
for the students.
And you also have like tea, coffee, toast, and occasionally
sweet treats.
Yeah. It saves you the hassle from making a lunch or like, you know, saves you the money from buying the very expensive ones at some other places on campus. I know as a student, it could be challenging financially to keep up with the food cost, with all the, you know, the increasing rent and other financial burdens. And like other than the soup, I have made great friends along the way. Just being able to meet them and being able to share with them. So it's a great opportunity to make friends with like-minded people, like, you know, who are grad students like you or who might be going through the same struggle as you, or you might be able to support them, they might be able to support you. So it's kind of like a mutual thing. And I am personally a big advocate for mental health. So I think you will find a lot of support and care with respect to that. If you need mental health support, or, you know, if you are willing to advocate for it, it's a great space for that. And just like Aura mentioned that, you know, it's really hard to find places where you can safely let your guard down and be vulnerable and talk about your life and yourself as a person. And the feeling that you get from that space that you matter. I think I had a badge. That I found on that little bowl that you have right after, you know, entered the room. You have a little bowl with like badges that mm-hmm. students make at different events. So yeah, you matter. And self-care is actually very important. Like a lot of topic that has not been discussed in the past are kind of new. So it's a great space to explore those topics. And also, if you need advising, especially out of your department, or informal advising, it's a great space too. Yeah, just come have soup, take a nap, make friends, and yeah.
And don't be intimidated. I imagine the first step is probably the hardest, of realizing that this support is something that you do want and can benefit from. Mm-hmm. But worst case scenario, right, you get a warm cup of soup, you can sit quietly in the center and be the fly on the wall and find out what's happening, right?
Bring a friend. You can come and you don't have to talk to anybody. If that's a bit daunting or scary, you can come and find a space to study or to rest or just to chat with your friend or do work in a shared environment and be around other people. Folks at the Banry Center are really warm and welcoming, and so it's a great place to meet people without the pressure of having to talk to people. And we have computers. Yeah. So if you need either to use a computer or to print, we have resources. And again, this is for our mature women students. If this sounds like you, find us. Come on by. We're a really, really great spot.
And once again, that's brc@queensu.ca. And what's the social?
Our social media is Banry Center. So RIGH. Banry Center @queensu.ca. So you can find us on Instagram. Just search Banry Center.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much to Taylor and Antara for joining us from the Banry Center today. Good luck with all of your activities. We're getting into soup season, so I'm sure there will be some excited people joining you soon, and really appreciate you coming in and taking the time today to chat with us.
Thanks for having us, Ara.
And thank you so much for inviting us.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure.